Hey guys, happy new year. The podcast will be back next week, but I thought as a little bonus this week while I take a week off to chill out, I will put up an episode of the Pat and Mike Show. Now, the Pat and Mike Show is our Patreon exclusive podcast between me and producer Pat, where we deep dive on some of the topics that we talk about on 20th Century Boy, but we also just, it's a bit more of a relaxed conversational pod, and I think a lot of you would like it. So if you'd like to listen to it every week, head to patreon.com/radio Mike. This is an episode that went out on late December, I think. So it's one of the most recent episodes of the Pat and Mike Show. And if you like it, yeah, definitely subscribe to the Patreon to hear more every week. We do one of these every week and it's like, as you can see, really fun, can be really interesting. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be back next week with a proper ep. Pat and Mike will be back next week on the Patreon. So perfect time to sign up and jump on for the next season of Pat and Mike. But for now, enjoy this episode and I'll speak to you next week.
This is not a drill. The McRib is back. I repeat, the McRib is back.
Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show.
I don't know what just happened. So, Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank
I'm going to do that today.
Great to be here.
Pat always, and I love it, you bring a little tidbit.
Yeah.
Like, $2.99.
It's our couch gag, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, didn't you say it was because on TCB I used to start every ep with like a quote from a TV show or something?
Yeah, at one point, and I thought, you know what? Let's bring our own razzmatazz to that.
I love that. It's like natural evolution of the show, man.
Yeah, it's as soon as I heard, because for those unaware, first of all, welcome to the Pat and Mike Show. Thanks for being here. Get snug. Yes, the McRib. Limited time McDonald's item is finally back in Australia. And oh boy.
And it's not good. I've had one. The McRib's disgusting.
Dude, I love the McRib.
Yeah, of course you do.
What is that supposed to mean?
You've got no taste.
Well, you know what, Mike? I think
just like the McRib. It has no taste.
Well, you know what, Mike? Maybe one McRib wasn't enough for you. Maybe, you know what you need to try? They just brought out the McRib Deluxe.
No.
With
any
lettuce,
McDonald's burger.
Cheese.
Okay, any
sauce.
It has sauce. Does the main one
more
not have
sauce? Okay. It's got more.
So the thing, like, did you, because you spent a lot of time before the show, like, you're like, I've got to prepare this thing. I've got to prepare. Is that all it was?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
took all this
time.
Yeah,
just say the McRib was back.
Okay. You know, you could have equally just put that sound effect in post instead of like spending like fucking, admittedly, it's not your fault, but it, like, it probably took us a total of half an hour from you sending me that
yes
audio to getting it on the roadie.
Okay, not quite half an hour. There was a few other things in between, but
yeah,
I think it was more so the effect of the time, but
yeah,
you know what? It's all right. That's the good thing about Pat and Mike. We live and we learn. Also a mantra of life.
So did you end up getting your PS5? We talked about it last week.
Oh yes, last week, last episode.
Yeah.
We talked about the console wars, Black Friday, PS5, and Mike, I'm very pleased to announce that I bloody got myself a PS5.
And you got a great deal on it.
Oh, so good. So
walk them through your deal.
Great. So basically, one morning, Friday morning actually, the actual day of Black Friday, I woke up, got out of bed, I was scrolling through my phone and then I thought, I'll check Ozbargain. And for those who don't know, Ozbargain's a, would you call it like a forum?
It's just a, well, I'd call it a website.
Yeah. It's like, it's a web, but no, but the way it's formatted
it
is similar.
Forums.
Yeah. No, but it's got like old forum vibes. It's a website where basically it's just a place for people to share deals and, you know, discounts and shit.
Cheapest prices on things.
Yeah.
And like how to get the best price on certain products and stuff. So you can type in PS5, it'll show you like the cheapest currently available PS5 in Australia.
Genuinely pretty good. And I thought, I'll just check out the PS5 one. And I checked it out and there was a deal on eBay for PlayStation 5 disc and Spider-Man 2, the recently released video game, $505. Just for comparison, that bundle pre-Black Friday goes upwards to 900 plus.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got a really good deal, man.
And not only that, I had a spare gift card, so I got it for, ladies and gentlemen, $485.
That's
Let's
amazing.
Go.
So have you started playing?
I have. It's so funny because I bought, I went in and I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 because I love Grand Theft Auto Online. I've been playing that for years. Okay. Migrated my account over. Had to get onto that. But I've just been stuck on Astro's Playroom. It's so good.
Astro's Playroom is like this. It's basically like a tech demo of the PS5 DualSense controller.
Yeah.
And like really utilizes all the features of the controller, which there's more than, like, not all games use all the features because like they're extra development stuff. But that game is so fun. I 100% of that. I got a platinum.
That's what
trophy.
I'm trying to do. Yeah. It's great. It's like it kind of teaches you how to use, like it introduces you to what you might find in games in future on the system. It also teaches you a little bit of the history of the PlayStation.
It does. It's a fun brand. PlayStation game. Yeah.
Each world is kind of categorized by each generation. So there's a world for PS1, PS2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And my generation, the PS2, I got really not emotional, like I teared, but like I got like oh, that's so cool, because towards the end they do some cool kind of thing in the style of the old system, and it was really cool seeing that old PS2 iconography. And loving Astro's Playroom, loving what's to come for the PS5. Add me.
Have you played Spider-Man at all?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm keen to, but I never finished the first Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of want to finish that and then do Miles because I'm not in a rush to play Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good it came with that, because that game would be like $100 plus just to buy it by itself.
Yeah, I think when it launched, the cheapest price was like $125 or something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but
cool, man. I'm so excited.
Very keen.
You sent me a voice message on PS5 from your controller. I didn't even know you could do that.
Right? That's how good it is. Man, isn't it amazing? Opening of the podcast, and we've already shouted out we've shouted out McDonald's, we've shouted out Oz Bargains, we've shouted out PS5. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want your brand on here for free exposure on a podcast that's only seen to a select amount of listeners, give us a call.
Give us a call. Did you get your Spotify Wrapped?
Oh, I did.
First of all, thanks to everyone who's tagged my stuff in their Spotify Wrapped for podcasts. What are your insights from your Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah, so I guess
what was your top song for the year?
My top song was Ring of Past by Men I Trust.
Oh, I knew it would be a song I've never heard of in my life.
Yeah, exactly. What was yours?
Like, I remember like when I went to Paramore the other night and like the girl who was the opening Remy Wolf, and I was like, I've never heard of her. And then of course you in the Discord go, oh, I love Remy Wolf. Yeah, she's awesome. Because you just know all the bands that I've never heard of before.
Unfortunately,
that's a classic old man, young man.
Unfortunately,
thing.
I was about to say, we are the product of people who are from different generations. But
my number one song. Ooh. What do you reckon it was? I should have gotten a sound bite. That's a little tip.
DK Rap?
No. It was Edging by Blink-182. No way. No, I lead the broken hearted. Oh, we're doing the Edging dance from last year on the show.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a 1 year plus meme. Started. Jesus Christ.
That was mine. And I was in the top 0.5% of listeners for Blink as well.
Oh, well, that would have been good. I believe I was the 0.01 for Men I Trust, so not too bad. Nice. And ironically,
it's not hard to get that for them though.
Well,
because they don't have many listeners.
Keep on crying, old man. And then for my top podcast, Twin Century Boy was number one.
Nice.
Followed by Auntie Donna, BLT, Ferg Neil Show, and Harry Potter and the Boys.
But you don't listen to Harry Potter and the Boys, do you?
No, I've started listening to it recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two and a half of the five shows I work on.
Yeah, because I was going to say, do you reckon TCB and Ferg are there because you work on them, so you're listening anyway?
I mean, but also I do get enjoyment listening to your show now.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Not too bad that I didn't before. Thanks, I just realized how like bad that sounds.
No. You didn't post that on Spotify and tag TCB Pod.
Well, I will.
What's that there?
What's that?
TCB.
Yeah.
You're a top 3% fan.
It was 1:10 a.m. when I listened to it. Yeah, there you go. 3% fan. It was 1:10 a.m. when I took this screenshot. I wasn't going to upload it fucking then.
So I had a little thing on Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, tell me about that, man.
Did you get one of those voice messages from your top artists or your video?
I didn't.
Sorry, I might just pick that up if we do make this a clip.
Edit.
On Spotify Wrapped, did you get one of those videos from your top band?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So I got one and it was from my second top band, which was Green Day. And it was really surprising because Spotify just goes, did it go like your phone's ringing? Someone's here.
Something like that.
And then it answers it. And then I just see Billy Joe Armstrong. He's like, and it really felt like, I haven't seen many of the other ones, but
it did feel like they've just like gotten an email being like, hey, can you guys do this for Spotify? And it wasn't really explained because like Billy Joe Armstrong's just like, hey, it's Billy Joe from Green Day. Hey, thanks so much, Spotify. We love you. And it's not even like, I don't think they even told him, it's like, hey, this is going to your listeners who are your top listeners. He's just like doing a general Spotify shout out. And then I had one from Paul McCartney as well.
Lucky. And then, I wish I got one from Paul.
I can't remember. So you didn't get any?
No, but I think out of them all, Weird Al had the best one.
I did just see a headline, but
yes, we'll play it on the show. I'll add this in post.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Al here. Look, I'll make this really quick. I just want to thank you all for your amazing support. It's my understanding that I had over 80 million streams on Spotify this year. So if I'm doing the math right, that means I earned $12. So, enough to get myself a nice sandwich at a restaurant. So from the bottom of my heart, thanks for your support and thanks for the sandwich.
Classic Weird Al Yankovic there, shitty on Spotify for underpaying them, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. Right now, we are being loyal to the brand. Man, this is the brand loyalty podcast.
I know. Spotify Wrap was good, though. I don't listen to my pods on Spotify, though, so I can't use it for Wrap, but I think Pocket Cast does a Wrapped for your podcast anyway.
Yeah, but it's not as cool. There's a very much like a social kind of missing out on with the Wrapped. So Spotify 100%. Has cornered the mark with that one. Mike, oh boy, oh boy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you may remember last week, we had a bit of a rave on the 2005 animated movie Robots.
Yeah.
Which did quite well. 500,000 on Instagram. Thank you. What the fuck?
I think, again, it just shows like, one, sometimes like stuff just goes off that I was like, I seriously doubt this is going to go off. Goes off 500,000 on Insta, which is like beyond what we usually, beyond what we usually
best
get.
Best performing pad in my clip.
I think nearly 100K on TikTok and nearing. I think maybe 10K on YouTube, which like my YouTube shorts usually get like 3 to 5, like just the daily ones. But but it just blew up and it's just like looking at random obscure pop culture for Gen Zs and millennials, I think does have merit as like a way to engage viewers.
Yeah, pretty much. But we got a lot of comments of people saying, oh my God, I didn't know that person was in it. What the fuck? That cast was crazy. But we also got a few call outs of people saying, hey, why didn't you feature this obvious cast member? So Mike, let's go through a few cast members we may have forgotten from Robots.
Well, I'm not going through. I don't know any of them.
Well,
you go through them.
Why don't you go through it with me?
Yeah, yeah, I'll listen, but I'm not going to say.
I've got a little document.
Oh, you got it. You've made a document.
I do. I did. Okay. That's what all the 30 minutes of pre-planning went into.
Okay.
All right. So.
Currently there's just a blank page that just says Robots More Cast.
That is correct.
If that was 30 minutes of your time.
Yeah. Well spent. I've done this in order so we avoid spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first up, we have Stanley Tucci played Rodney's dad, Herb.
I don't know who that is.
Did you ever see The Terminal?
No.
No. Oh, well.
Oh, is that the movie where he lives in the terminal?
Yeah.
Isn't it Tom Hanks?
Yeah, but he's the guy who runs the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
I mean, definitely not that good, to be honest.
We mentioned this last week, but in case you didn't know, Drew Carey played Crank, the host of
Paying Attention?
I was about to say, have you been paying attention?
I was going to be like, oh yeah, Ratchet and Crank.
hey, just you wait for this next cast member or one of the next ones. Greg Kinnear from Little Miss Sunshine played Ratchet.
Oh, I don't know who Greg Kinnear is, but that's funny that his name's Ratchet.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Crank.
Aussies will probably know this one because this recently went viral, but Jackie O in the Australian dub played Loretta.
Really?
Yeah, she did. It was like a localized voice.
I don't think it's an Australian dub. That implies that we've gone over all the voices and just changed to, g'day, I'm Roger Tubbenbottom or whatever whatever his fucking name is. I think what they do is they get they create a character in these movies that a local celebrity voices in each market to kind of help market the film.
Bang on.
I.e. Rove McManus was the poo-eating crab in Finding Nemo.
Did he eat poo?
But only in the Australian, sort of region.
You know, when I was 9, I went to a taping of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, a game show that Roving Penis used to host.
Oh, you weren't on that show? Can I tell you a story about that?
Now, I have to carefully word this.
I know this story already.
Oh, you already know it.
I do,
So I briefly, as both adults, I briefly dated one of the girls on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
What insights did she have?
She was, it was really interesting, actually. Like, she's really cool. I mean, I haven't seen her in a long time, but like, I caught up with her maybe a year ago. But yeah, it was really funny because I used to watch that show.
Same.
And I was probably in grade 5 when it was on. So like the same age. And then matched this girl on Hinge. And I think she was like, we were just talking. And then she's like, oh yeah, like I know. I can't remember how it came out. She's like, I know Rove McManus. And I was like, oh, like how? She's like, oh, I did this TV show with him when I was a kid. And I was like, what was it? She's like, oh, I was one of the kids on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I was like, what? And then it was just crazy. Like, she had a lot of insights and stuff.
Yeah, that's so cool. But yeah, I remember at my taping, Rove took a bunch of questions in between and someone asked, oh my God, I don't think I've ever told you this. He talked about his time on Finding Nemo, and then someone in the audience put their hand up and said, hey, I was the voice of Darla.
What?
Yeah, dead
the girl?
Set. Yeah. She said, I voiced Darla.
What?
And everyone in the room was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
That's actually, Andy Lee tells this story about he went to do live modeling.
Right.
He wasn't modeling, he was drawing.
Okay.
And there was a girl, like, who was naked.
Yeah.
And after she came up to him and was like, hey, we've actually met before. She was an adult woman, by the way.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, like, maybe I've dated her or something, I'm not sure. And then she's like, yeah, I was one of the fifth graders on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because Hamish and Andy went on that show.
That's so
funny. How funny is that?
Man, brand loyalty and obscure cast members and Aussie TV shows.
We've talked about this before, haven't we?
We have.
Was that me and you? We talked about, was it Shark Tale and it was Tracy Grimshaw?
Yes.
We talked about, but that was another one of the localized roles.
Yeah, localized.
Yeah. Okay, keep going with the robots.
Yes, this is the one I think you'll like the most.
I did see this.
Yes.
Jim Broadbent, who is Professor Slughorn in Harry Potter, who's a fucking hilarious actor, by the way.
Yeah, he's great.
He was the mum.
Yeah, he was the villain, the villain, Madame Gasket. And it's so funny because he puts on like an American accent that I just assumed some hack comedian would have done. But no, he did really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember the character or the voice. So I couldn't, unfortunately, I couldn't be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I should rewatch Robots after this and The Pacifier. We should do a
double feature.
We should do a double feature.
Yes.
Oh.
Baby movie. Do we invite Daniel?
My brother,
yeah.
He won't come. My brother will never do anything for this podcast. No, he wouldn't even be like, oh yeah, that's a funny idea. He'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. And he'd complain about it. Like, fuck. We just couldn't do it.
What has he got?
I was going to say, do we do, we book out a cinema and we just show robots? I wonder if you can
fuck.
Do that.
Can we do that? Well, fuck, maybe we can get in touch with Cinema Nova, Lido, someone, you know, fuck.
And we could do but I mean, who's going to come, I guess? That's the main thing.
Who bloody knows?
For this meme on a Patreon.
Mate.
We could maybe push that on the main pod next year, though.
True. Oh my God, let's 100%
let's try
do that.
Yeah, okay.
I actually ended up rewatching Robots last week. It's fucking sick. It's actually a really good movie. It's got a lot of anti-consumerism messages because the whole thing is like, oh, the evil company is trying to take away people's parts and make them pay for upgrades.
So Pat, here's what I reckon we do. Have you ever been to one of Zach Ruane's movie nights?
Yeah.
So we do what,
you've got a bloody connection.
Basically, me and you, we do a short, half hour just chat in front of the audience. I don't know if we'll even be able to get a cinema because
you guys are the Patreon podcast. Okay.
Hey, we'll see how we go.
Now I do have another tidbit with robots. Another interesting aspect about the Australian dub is that they actually had a contest for kids to provide a voice for the movie. And there would have been maybe 5 or 6 kids and they got them to do a short scene in the movie at the start. I don't know, how well do you remember Robots?
How old do I remember?
How
robots?
Well? I said well.
You did not say
no,
well.
No, I said well. I was trying to say well.
Okay, I thought you said old. Honestly, I remember very little. This is everything I remember. When you said upgrades, like I do remember that.
Upgrades, people, upgrades.
The main thing I remember is they're all like pretending to fart and then the mum rips a real fart. And then Amanda Bynes' character goes, oh, Aunt Rosa, we were pretending, we were doing pretend farts.
Yeah, that's basically
the only thing I remember. Is there like a fight scene at the end?
There is a really
good. In like a warehouse kind
of. Yeah.
This is crazy. What else do I remember? I think that's it. I think that's like everything I remember.
Okay. Well, there's a scene towards the start of the movie where Rodney finally gets to Robot City and some guy goes, hey, you want to buy a watch? And they're obviously bootleg watches.
That's like if humans had a city called Human City.
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
Hey, where do you live? Human City.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to Dog City. Fucking idiot.
And the watchers go, don't buy us. We're fakes. And they got a few kids to voice that, which was the role that was taken up by Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul in the American cut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. So they got kids to voice him in the local.
They did. Now, Mike, I did a little bit of digging. And I found a short list of the kids who did it. And I thought, you know what?
How did you find that?
The Robots Wiki, the greatest source of all time.
There's an entire wiki dedicated to Robots the movie, not the concept of robots. Okay.
Dude, there's a wiki for everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think how many people are actively contributing to the Robots wiki. Like, I understand, like, the Simpsons wiki or, like, Pokemon Bulbapedia and stuff, but like Robots was one movie that did okay in 2005. It's not like there's heaps of lore and stuff to keep track of.
Bro, you're about to piss off Robots Fan 99. Anyway, I did some digging and I chucked a couple of the names into Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, a little bit stalkery, but in order, you know, I thought
you're
a
journalist. I
have journalistic integrity. I need to uncover this story. And Mike, I found one person. I found a public TikTok. They appeared to be 17 to 23. So I thought, you know what? That matches up. So I tried to shoot them a message, but I wasn't able to. So I went to one of their old TikToks and I commented, were you in the movie Robots? And
you didn't.
Mike, I am. And
I cannot believe
And
this.
Then I get a message saying, yes, want a Q&A soon?
What?
Yeah, hang on, I can't show you this.
Oh, why?
Just you'll understand.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I said, oh my God. I basically just said, hey, we did a clip, it did well. We'd love to get you on to talk about your experience. I even have a personal connection with the contest as well. And that connection, it's not much of a connection. My mum saw the ad in the paper, she said, oh, let's enter you. And then she never did.
Oh, that's great.
So I could have been in Robots. I could have been one of those
What
kids.
A connection.
Yeah. And then after receiving this message, they block me.
What?
Yeah, dead set. It says account not found, but if you search on another page, you can find him.
What? He blocked you?
He did. Mike's just going through the message now, trying to figure it out.
Wow, I wonder why he blocked you.
Either A, he couldn't be fucked doing it. B, he was lying. C, he was like, oh, this is creepy.
But he could have just not responded. Like, he didn't have to block you.
Right?
Who's this?
Hey, don't go through
my
fucking...
Oh, sorry, I thought that was... Okay, sorry.
Mike's just going through my TikTok DM.
Crazy.
Right?
Oh, that's a shame. I thought you were going to say, and he's on the line now.
Yeah,
Damo, how was Robots? Yeah, it was good. Oh, awesome. Thanks, Damo. We got to get you back. We got to get him back. He always delivers.
That's
such good research, man. That's the most work you've ever done. Not just for this show, but for anything in your life.
That's true. So much. But
when have you ever gone that far of an extra mile to find something for the show?
That's amazing work, man.
I'm proud
but
of you.
But we don't go home empty-handed.
Oh.
We don't go home empty-handed because we got this comment on Instagram. The guy who did the voice of Child Rodney moved into my town. We became friends, tried to give me drugs, and then died of an overdose.
And RIP to young Rodney, the voice actor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. Hey, have you noticed that? Sorry, I just had a mild panic attack because I noticed, like, after this segment on the run sheet, it says Mike call out. can't actually remember who I was going to. Oh, no, I can remember. I can remember.
There you
I
go.
Can remember. Okay. But he's before, all right. Before the call out, I'll tell you what, man. I am a big proponent of coffee every day. And I would always go to the local cafe. But
I mean, it's very Melbourne.
Yeah. Coffee prices are out of hand. I'm sorry. It used to be, and I don't be like, it's inflation, bro. Everyone's paying. Like, I get that. I'm still allowed to complain about how things were.
Yeah.
Used to be $4 for a latte. It's now $5. That's a dollar. That's a 25% inflation rate. Do you remember? I remember being a kid at school and you could get a sushi roll for $2.50. Now, like one sushi is like $4.80. It's insane.
It's fucked. I remember in high school, there was a fish and chip shop next door and I used to say, hey, can you just fill a bag that's worth $2? And they'd give me a decent fucking bag.
Of chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember they used to do that too.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's crazy. Everything's so expensive now.
Yeah. Like, anyway. It's very out of hand.
And well, did you have something on that or will I go to my-
No, go ahead.
Okay. Cost of living is so high. I wanted to call out a business that I think's doing the wrong thing.
Oh, we bring back a bloody Luke and Lewis. Business is exposed. Business is
exposed, yeah.
You've been a naughty business.
Okay. So I'm really annoyed about this because I don't have a car. So if I need an Uber, I'm Uber eating food and stuff, right?
True.
KFC charges $8.50 for delivery on Uber Eats or in their own app. It is robbery. It is daylight robbery. Can you believe it?
That's pretty bad.
$8.50. KFC, get your shit together. Like, why am I paying $8.50 and every single time you deliver something to my house, it's wrong. You've the order's wrong for whatever reason, you know, you're missing items every time. Then I feel bad because I have to go like, hey, I paid for this delivery. Like,
yeah,
it's actually insane. KFC, how about if you're going to fuck up all of your orders, you just charge $2 delivery? Because I'm sorry, $8.50 is excessive. Some of us just want a Zinger burger. Am I right?
Yeah. And a lot of the time, like you said, they barely come in one piece.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, not KFC, but like just in like the Uberverse, you know, like the food delivery, we had some ice cream delivered and the guy, it was so funny. We were watching the app because we were so eager for our ice cream to arrive. He comes to our street. He goes past. We think, oh, he's missed a turn. But then he just starts driving up. We're like, the fuck? He's got our ice cream. And then we just get a notification saying, it's been canceled.
So he stole your ice cream?
Yes.
I swear to God. Like, you got your money back, I assume.
Yeah, but we still got the full refund. And then we reordered the fucking ice cream.
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. Like, Uber Eats is so bad. And KFC in particular is the worst. Never give you the items you order. There's always a fuck up and it's always $8.50 delivery, which is just way too much. And then the other thing with Uber Eats is the fabled text from your Uber Eats driver saying, I've arrived. You go downstairs to the front of your building and you just want to text back, no, you're not, because I'm here and you're not. And then like, I actually hate it because they refuse. This is maybe like getting into too much, but like, I think if I'm paying a delivery fee on the Uber, right? On the Uber Eats, I should not have to even leave my house. If I'm paying you to deliver the food to me, I'm paying a delivery fee. You should come up to my door, like up to level 2 where I am and knock on my door. I should not have to go downstairs to the ground floor and go and meet you like halfway down the street because you couldn't find it. Like,
look, that's probably, that curse probably comes with, you know, living in a bit of a complex area, but I get what you're saying.
No, but I don't even think it's that complex.
I mean, like, first time I came here, I had trouble finding, you know, exactly where I was meant to go, in fairness.
just play the thing.
Oh, that's not the right button.
The other plug.
Okay, it's not that funny.
Oh, man, what are you plugging?
I'm plugging the PS5. It's sick. No, genuinely, Astro's Playroom. If you've got a PS5 and you haven't
it's a free game. Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. It comes pre-installed every bloody system, baby.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm going to plug...
The Bath.
No, I'm going to plug Paramore and their album After Laughter from 2016.
Nice.
Really good album. Listen to it. Talked about it on Mike Listens. Yeah, that's about it. Love ya. What's that segment?
Pat's micro interests.
Yeah. Pat's micro penis. All right, see you guys.
Pat and Mike penis. Show. Pat and Mike
penis.
Show.
Micro penis. Show. That's Pat a good name for the start of the show. Micro penis.